Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk. Welcome, YouTube. And for everybody that's going to come after we're done, welcome, welcome. Thank you for spending time and coming on in and like and share as you get here, and let's make things happen. We have a lot to talk about, family, a lot. And I know you read the title, so let me give you the title again, okay? Because I think it's time for us to do something as Black people. And I think Biden and the Biden team, let's say it like that, has shown us that they're absolutely not going to do anything for Black people. They've done for the Indians. They've done for the immigrants. They've done for the LGBT. And these are the very ones that told us that we're not going to do anything for Black people. Now, they told you that, so you can't get mad, because they did tell you. They said they couldn't. But from my understanding, they're doing for everybody else, individual groups, and not doing anything for us. But my title is Boycott Anything That's Asian or Not Black. It's time. We have to show them that we are together as a collective whole. We have to show them that we are not as dumb as they think we are. We have to prove to ourselves first, and I think we've forgotten how Black people came together for the Popeye sandwich. They came together for the Nike thing when it was the guy that was kneeling. What's the guy's name? I'm not a fan. Colin Kaepernick, that's his name, how Black people came together and supported him. Now, if we can do that for him and for Nike, why can't we do it for ourselves? You understand what I'm saying? Why can't we come together and get to the place where we get bad enough and say, you know what, the heck with you. We're going to create our own reality. We're going to create our own businesses. And we do have black people now that, and if you see, we're coming into our own. We're coming, making our own businesses. We're coming into our own businesses. And it's time. And the businesses that we don't have, we create. And how do we do that? We group economics. We bring our finances together, and we group economics. This is the only way that's going to work. This is the only way that we're going to get mad enough and be like, we don't need you. You need us. We don't need you. You come in our communities, and we won't support you. So guess what? We run them out of business by not supporting them. But we have to, in order for this to work, we have to be producing our own businesses. And it's not that hard, family. We have to come together as a group and support one another. You support the I seen a girl on Facebook. She was catering. Hey, do you offer catering? Have you opened up your catering business? It's about us encouraging one another, because you know how sometimes we think that we can't, and we really can, and the gift is there, but sometimes somebody else has to pull that gift out. It is time for us to pull each other's gifts out, because we can do this. We're not supporting the nail shops. We're not supporting the Chinese shops. I will not eat anything Chinese. I will not allow them to touch my toes or my nails. I don't care. I am not. Because of the simple fact, we have to show them they have abused us. They have done things against us, and now they're being protected. Are we serious? And I keep telling people, Biden, a zebra does not change his stripes. Welcome, welcome, Grand Rising. Yes, welcome, Desmond. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are talking about boycotting the age, anything that's not black. How about that? It's not just about the ages. It's not about the immigrants. But it's us boycotting anything that's not black. It is time for us to stick together and for us to enjoy each other. It is time for us to get our mindset right, to understand that we don't have any friends. We've been hearing that. But I think now they're showing us, but what are we going to do about it? They're showing you. The hell with you. We don't have to do anything. We won't do anything for you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Is that true or not? Oh, we can do plenty, because we got plenty of money. And we're not spending it with them. But it's going to be up to us. Guess what? And you know what really pissed me off when I heard the Black Caucus? I seen a thing where Karen Bass, which is the head of the Black Caucus, her and Pelosi is getting together, and they're actually honoring the immigrants. They're doing some kind of, they're calling the U.S. Citizenship Act. That's for the immigrants, okay? And then they turned around and they said they're going to do something for the, what do they call those people, the AAPI, which is the Asian, I got it pulled up here. Hold on, you guys. They called it the AAPI, which is the Asian Pacific Islanders, because they said their families, their communities, and their businesses are at risk. Well, yes, they are at risk. The businesses, exactly. I don't know about the – they're saying that a lot of racism is happening with the Asians. But my thing is bought and paid for – yes, yes, absolutely. But you know what? It just behooves me, because they're going all out. And I'm going to read something that Biden came up with for the Asians. He had a whole pact. He made a whole vow to these people that he was going to protect them. So my thing is, are we in for another Biden's law? That's what it sounds like to me, that we're in for another, because he said it won't be tolerated, but you've tolerated them abusing, you've tolerated them murdering, you've tolerated them coming against our babies and coming against black people, and our own black caucus is refusing to do anything, but you're going to go and jump on the immigrants' bandwagon? Every last one of the black caucuses needs to be voted out. Karen, start with Karen Bass. We need to get her out of there. She's been in there for 3 executive terms. We need her out of there. We need her gone, you guys. And I'm telling you what, some of us can run for those offices. We can run for them. We can run for them, but we have to have support. But my thing is, we need to pick them off one by one. Because the judges, the mayor, the governor, the DAs, whoever's not protecting black people, guess what? They need to be on the hit list. Gone. Done. Daniel Cameron, done. And some other Daniel Camerons out there. You're right, we have no friends. But the Black Caucus has signed onto this U.S. Citizenship Act, okay? I looked it up, okay? I'm going to read a little bit of that to you. But I wanted to talk about, now, these Asians, you remember Peter Liang, who killed Akia Gurley? He got, one judge gave him time, But another Asian judge came back and gave him 8 months of community service. So you mean to tell me you kill a black person, you get no time, really? But I'm going to tell you what, family, until we do something about this, I'm telling you, we are genociding ourselves by us not doing something. We have to show them that we're serious. We have to show them that we care about us. We have to show them that if you won't do something, then we'll give them jungle justice. We'll work it out. We can boycott right now, and we can keep our money and take our money elsewhere. We don't have to let Asians do our toes. Do your own toes. We don't have to let them do our fingernails. Do your own fingernails. My granddaughter is 12. She has her own nail business. I'm just saying, she's 12. This is what we're training her to. It is time for us, because our children have gifts. You have children that can cook. You have children that can do nails and hair. My granddaughter can braid. Okay, she did mine. I'm getting ready to take it down, but she did my hair. And I let her practice as much as she wants to. Okay, we got a little color in there, a little red. It's like, oh, my God. But it's okay. We are doing something different, because we don't have – nobody is coming to save black people but black people. And this, I say this for Africa. Nobody is coming to Africa to save us but us. We have to come together, even with our African brothers and sisters. It is time, because, you know, Africa is the fastest growing right now, okay? So we have to get ready to invest in Africa. It is time. But this is showing you how this is showing us where it's going. Because you watch the Africans, you watch the Israelites, you watch black people, period. I've seen where we are coming up with more businesses, our own businesses. I've seen where we're coming up with a whole one woman and her daughter came up there opening up a shell station, okay? One was opening up a vegan place. I mean, it's so much out there going on right now with black people. We can do it. I do believe that we need to buy some land and get our agriculture going nationwide, because they are going to try to starve us out. And what Biden is doing right now, he's doing this for the immigrants and the Asians because they want their vote. That's what it's all about. He wants their vote because he had such a hard time getting in office last time. He's like, oh, no, we're going to stop this. He had it already in his heart. If I get in that seat, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and I'm going to make sure that the Democratic Party is going to not to need black people, but black folks. This party is not working for us. It is time for us to establish our own party. It is time for us to vote as a bloc, to vote together so that we can make things happen for us. I'm not even saying that we may get in office, but what I am saying, enough is enough. We have to show the Democrats that we're not taking the bait. We've already taken their bait long enough. We're not taking no more of their bait. And it's time for us to do what we need to do to make things happen for us. Yeah, he is almost out the door, but you know who thinks she's getting in office next? Kamala Harris. We need to let her know. We need to shut her down right now. You don't do nothing right now for black people, we will not give you our vote. And anybody that does vote for them, we need to handle them. Seriously, it is time for black people to stick together. All this cooning, we're done. We're done with all that cooning. It is time for us to let them know that you will stay on target, on code, just like Peter Liang, the judge who stayed on code with him. You think he went to jail for killing that black man? Heck no. We had another one. Remember Soon Ja Do, whatever the heck they named it, Soon Dun Dun or whatever. Remember she killed that Latasha Hollings, remember? And she got what? No time. No felony charges, no murder charges. It was manslaughter. I don't even think she went to jail. Or she did it wasn't long. I'm just saying. But she killed this girl because over a soda or a candy bar. It was one of them. Less than a dollar? I'm serious. You lost your life for less than a dollar. Are you serious? What is going on here? This is ridiculous. No. We have to start standing up for us. And if we don't, guess what? We are committing genocide. We are committing genocide. We don't just sit here and see stuff happening and don't do anything, family. We have to be about our own business. Because we don't have anybody that's going to protect us. We don't have anybody that's going to cover us. We don't have that luxury. It is time for us to do for us. It's time now. I'm seeing a whole lot of stuff, you know, immigrants and, you know, and LGBT got something, executive orders for women, white women, ain't talking about you. And now I see where they're talking about minimum wage is going to be $15. But I heard one company, I can't remember the name, he said that he'll just go automated. A lot of them aren't going to pay that. They don't care. That's how much they don't care about you, family. Walmart has their own little lanes, okay, that's automated already, right? So you think they're going to pay their people, you know, beyond what they're paying them now? They don't have to. They don't have to pay them. They can go automated and you go to the self-serve or not. But my thing is, we create our own reality. We create what we need to see. Any business that's not out there, you created. This is your opportunity. Why do you think they went down? You got Father, I'm calling y'all Father. Why do you think that white folks fail? They fail because it's our time to rise, you guys. You guys have to catch the schools closed, churches closed, everything closed, right? And it did it on purpose. But now it's our time to support, start our own businesses collectively as a whole, and we have to support each other, else it's not going to work. We have got to quit cooning. We've got to quit thinking that these white folk care. We've got to just X them out. Just like our old grandparents and great-grandparents brought us together with these devils, it is time for us to pull away from them and do our own thing. We are so busy wanting them to love us. Who the hell cares if they like you? Who cares? Because we work with these devils every day on our jobs, and I'm sick of them. I don't know about you. I'm ready to retire. I keep saying this year, August, is my date. I'm done. I'm hoping and praying it's going to be before then. But I'm planning on doing me some things quickly because I am not going to do this. Hebrews to Negro, Ron Dalton, he has a channel on YouTube. He is sponsoring a trip in August, I think it is, to Africa if anybody's interested. You can sign up. And they're going to buy land. And there's other Blacksit on TV, not on your YouTube. Blacksit, she talks about land, selling land. Globalproperties.com is selling homes for $26,000. And in Tanzania, if you get on Black Ambassador's YouTube page, he's offering land, apartments, condos. So I'm just saying, it's just different programs out there to help us to transition back to Africa. And I do believe that that's where we need to go. And a lot of times Joshua allows things to happen so that we can come together, so that we can support ourselves, so that we can get it together, and so that we can do the right thing. Because I'm going to tell you what, I do believe that this place would have been destroyed already if we weren't here. He can't do what he needs to do to America because we're praying for America. We're covering America. Stop praying for this godforsaken country. Stop it. If you are praying for anybody, pray for Africa that them leaders get out of there so that we can come together in one Africa, one language, we educate our own, and we get them Chinese, Indians, and everybody that's not black out of there, plain and simple. Or when we get there, we don't even support them. We support each other. We need some American food trucks in Africa because they need some fried chicken. I'm just saying. We need, and I'm telling you, sky's the limit right now as far as businesses in Africa. Sky's the limit. You have a business here. Take it there, transporting, exporting, importing, coffee, teas, cocoa, chocolate. The sky is the limit, and it's not going to cost a whole lot of money. But guess what? We go by what people are telling us about Africa. We go on what white folks say. But white folk over there, Chinese over there, if it was so bad, why are they over there? I'm just saying, taking opportunities away from you. We could be buying up land over there, and land over there is, what, $500? $1,000, $1,500. I'm just serious. You guys getting ready to get your refund, your tax refund, right? Why can't you invest that money into Africa? Why can't you invest that money into your future? Why can't you invest it? Go see about Africa. Stop taking people's word for it. But they don't like you. How do you know? Some of y'all don't even know African. Some of y'all have never been African. But guess what? You got black people, coons all over the world, but you have some that you're going to be able to get along with. But you can't go over there trying to be, you know, you go over there with a mindset that I need peace. I need to heal. It's not about them. It's about me and my sanity and me having a peace of mind right now. That's what it's about for me. That's what it should be about for us. We come together. We build our communities over there. Because we ain't going to build nothing over here, they're not going to let you. You see what happened in FAC, right? Dude stood up for racism, stood up for black people, and he shut down Louisville, Kentucky, did he not? And what did they do to him? They brought him up on federal and state charges. They are trying to make him pay for all the money that they lost for that derby. That's all that's about. Who has time to fight for a country that hates you? Who has time for that? Who cares? Who cares? Let's move forward and do something different, you guys. Let's move forward. Tanzania, wide open. You have people on here, African Diaspora News. Phil, he talks about moving. He talks about Africa all the time. You have, there's a Edith, what's her, transition to Eden or my move to travel with Eden or something like that, they have just bought land in the Gambia. Okay? Gambia has land. Glaxit is selling land in the Gambia. And I just emailed her the other day. I'm inquiring about it. I'm just trying to see if I want to just buy a house, you know, with Global Properties. I already have homes built. Do I want to do that? Or do I want to go buy some land? I think I want a house, plus I want land because I want to get into agricultural. Even if my idea is to allow people to rent the land. Okay, you want to? You have a product, you want some strawberry cheese trees, go plant them. I'm going to rent the space to you. You got some cherry trees, go plant them. I'm going to rent the space to you. You got some kale greens, or you got some tomatoes, you got some squash, you got some whatever you can grow over there, whatever. I don't know what's all over there, but guess what? If I buy some land, I'm going to rent it out to them. You got some chickens, let's sell your eggs. This will be for the meat. I'm just saying it is time for us to come together and think about the future, and the future is us being able to eat, because America is trying to close the doors on jobs. They're trying to close the doors wherever they can on black folks. And these immigrants that they're bringing in, who you think will be working at McDonald's? I already see them as managers now. They ain't no black managers. They went from white to Mexican. Ain't no black managers at McDonald's no more. You have to understand and open your eyes and see where it's going. They are trying to starve you out. And if I don't hire you, if I don't give you a job, what you going to do? This is why the Black Panther man got killed, Fred Hampton. This is why he died. Because he was supplying food. He was feeding. If you can't depend totally on your government, they can't control you. Only when you depend totally on your government can they control you. Just like the people in Texas. Let's talk a little bit about Texas, and I'm going to get back on this because I want to read something from the Biden administration that he wrote for the Asians, okay? I mean, he pledged to them. He pledged some things. But let's talk about Texas a little bit. Did you see what happened in Texas? Do you not believe that that can happen here? That was just a little taste of what's coming. And I hope you use that to see if you're ready for what's coming. Do you have a generator? Do you have a propane heater? Do you have something that's going to keep you warm? Do you have water? Do you have non-perishables? Do you have toiletries? I did a show on this. I did a show for and showed you what you needed. Do you have silver? Are you investing in silver? Silver's $30 right now. But guess what? It'll be worth $1,000. And then it's going up to $5,000 and $7,000. One coin that you spent $30 for, you can invest and get, what, $1,000 from later? You hold on to it. Are you investing in foreign monies like rupiah? Are you investing in the Iraqi dinar? Are you investing in the dong? The Vietnamese dong. These are monies that you can invest in so that when they revalue their money, you can get it back in American currency. I'm just saying, check it out. You have to get the uncirculated, okay? Get the uncirculated dong, Vietnamese dong, okay? You have to find a way to be able to live once you're in Africa, okay? You have to think of your business. A lot of you guys can cook. Okay, if you can cook, go in on somebody with a truck, okay? Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you be on the truck. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they be on the truck. Or you can vice versa. I'm just saying, every other day. You know, that gives you a day to prepare for your next day. So Monday, you're on the truck. Tuesday, you're not. You're preparing for Wednesday. And Tuesday, they're on the truck, and they're preparing Wednesday for Thursday. I'm just saying, you have to group economics, you guys. Some of you guys on here can do hair and nails. Go and get your shop with somebody that can do pedicures and manicures. Go and get your shop with somebody good new massages. Go and get your wine tasting, a little place where somebody can, a little cafe where they can come and taste the wine after work. Go and get you, we want to have businesses, and they were saying agriculture is real good to get into right now, and like live sheep or goats or something. You get five little sheep, which is probably $100 in Africa. Five sheep, two males and two females. You know, in about 2 years, you'll have like 150 sheep, okay? You're selling them at maybe $100 or $150. I'm just saying these are things that can be done. You have a cow. You can do some milk, okay? You can sell milk to the market, okay? You can bake bread. Get in there and bake your bread. Open up your little shop where you can bake a little bread, or you can have it in your home for now, and then you can sell them. It's things that we have to do that we can get ready for our future, you guys, because the U.S. is not working anymore for us. Democratic Party is not working anymore for us. What are we going to do? What is our plan? We see what they're doing, you guys. We can't just sit here and be 29 pounds. Well, we're going to wait and see. We're going to wait. No, we're not going to wait. We're done waiting. We're done. They've been dangling that carrot for too long, and we've seen what they're doing. They got a Democratic House. They have a Republic. They have a Democratic everything. You got a Democratic House. You got a Democratic Senate, right? This, when Obama was there, they said, oh, I can't do nothing because we don't have a Democratic. We have a Republican House, right? Okay. Right. You can have a Democratic everything. You have a Democratic House, Democratic Senate. What are you going to do? I don't see you doing anything. So now what's your excuse? You going to give us a study? What the hell are you studying? You know we were black. You know we were slaves. What are you studying? Did you give the Jews a study? Did you give the Asians a study? Did you give Indians a study? Who else you giving a study? You're always going to give us a study, but you give everybody else something. Okay, guess what? You don't give us nothing. You don't get our vote. We get our own political party for the ones that's going to stay here. Me, myself, already called it. Already see it. I'm out. I'm just saying. I am out. I cannot. I'm not going to do this anymore. We've done it for long enough, and we've been putting it off and, you know, trying to get our little monies together. We're almost where we need to be. I'm just saying. I'm trying to give you ideas for you to think ahead. I don't want to hear Africans don't like us. How do you know? Black folks don't like you. So what? White folks don't like you. So what? You're going to stay here and die? You're going to stay here in a land that's trying to starve you out? Because guess what? If they get to a place where you don't have a job, you can't eat black folks. If we are not getting our land right now, getting ready to build, welcome, 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 Roosevelt, welcome. If we are not getting our lands ready to build on, if you're not planning, if you don't have land in America and the government decides not to feed you, what are we going to do? Did you see Texas? You see how many people died? They froze them to death. Some people froze to death. Some people died of carbon monoxide. Some people were trying to grill inside the house. I don't know who told them to bring the grill inside the house, but some people died grilling and trying to stay warm. Some people was out in the car, went to the garage, didn't let the door up, and died inside their car. Some people froze to death. Listen, family, 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 we got to do better. You see the signs. Do we not see what's going on? Heart, exactly. Do we not see what's going on? Let me ask you a question. Somebody said, well, how could they manipulate the weather? Okay, why didn't everybody's electric go off? Tell me why that only the black folks, the poor people, their electric went off. They cut it off on purpose. Why? But they didn't do the white folk like that. Why? We have to learn from seeing stuff like that. We cannot just look and say, oh, that was in Texas. That's not here. That didn't happen in Maryland. That didn't happen in D.C. That didn't happen in Virginia. That was in Texas. It doesn't matter. It could have happened here. It could have been in D.C. It could have been in Virginia. It could have been in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. It could have been anywhere, but it happened to be in Georgia. I mean, in Texas. Not in the rich areas. You're right. Why? That's classism, right? Racism, classism, both to say the same to me, okay? But my thing is, why do you think they're taking so long to give you this stimulus check? The Clean Afro Plan, okay, what's that? I need you to talk more to me about that. I'm going to write that down because I've been trying. I was thinking it was the agenda. Hold on, I'm going to write that down. Hold on, the King African, hold on. I need to, Afro Plan. That's what I knew it was something. Ray, okay. Hagen. I'm going to write that down. Okay, I need to look that up, Roosevelt. The King Alfred Plan. I don't know what that is. I'm getting ready to look it up right now because I need to know. That might be what I've been looking for because I know I was trying to find the agenda. I heard somebody talking about an agenda 2031 or something. RACS 84. I know about the RACS 84. Is that what they call the King Alfred Plan? I did a show on that. Yes, I did a show on that. I knew that sounded familiar. Okay. But they're showing us what's getting ready to happen. I did a show on that. This was maybe about a year ago. I remember that. That's why I sounded Ray Higgins. Yes, I remember the RACS. When you said RACS 84, I did a YouTube. It wasn't YouTube. It might have been, but it was a blog talk on that. But you guys, I want you guys to look up this Rex 84, Agenda 21, yes. I want you guys to look up this stuff, Rex 84, Agenda 21. You guys need to put it on your Facebook pages because black folk are not understanding what's going on. I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing the handwriting on the wall. Does anybody see it but me? I'm telling you, Biden is bringing these immigrants in, 11 million of them, right? Immigrants are coming. What do you think that means for black people? What do you see trying to do to black people? He didn't mention black folk. He has not done anything for black people. He's not, I mean, I remember when Obama said, well, we couldn't. Okay, I kind of got off subject a little bit. Obama said we could because we didn't have a Democratic House. Okay, we have a Democratic House. And what's he saying? What's he dangling? They still dangling what? A study. They're still dangling nothing. They give it why they write for everybody. And I remember Kamala Harris, when she was running for president, she said, no, I'm not going to do anything just for black people. But they're doing it for the Asians. They're doing it for the immigrants. And they're doing it for the LGBT. So you tell me why you can't do it for black people? Because I'm going to tell you what. They know that we can make things happen. If they give us an inch, you know black people can do it. Yes. I don't want to say we screwed. We can't. We got to do what we need to do. We have to, you guys. This is serious. This is a matter of life and death for us right now. We are at a 911. And I remember Claude Anderson talked to us, has been talking about black folk. We are in trouble. We gave Biden that chair, and he is going now. We have just nailed our own coffin. We gave him that seat, and he had already planned if he got in that chair what he was going to do. And we allowed him to get in that seat. And gave us nothing, didn't even promise you nothing. He wasn't even talking black. He wasn't even telling you he was going to give you nothing in the first place. And we gave him that seat and didn't ask for anything. Because we already, I think we knew down deep that we weren't going to get anything. But we were so brainwashed against Trump that we thought, oh, my God, if we don't get this man out of office. But guess what? You got somebody worse in office. They're the same. It's the same bird. We just got different wings. We got the right wing this one instead of the left wing. I'm just saying, we got the same bird. It's like you're looking at me and you say, I don't want her in office. I don't want her in office, but I have a twin. So you got my twin in office. But we came from the same womb. We think the same. So did you really get ahead? Did you really do anything different? Did you really save yourself? No. We have to stop looking for white saviors. We have to stop looking for white folks to save us. Let me ask you a question. If I'm your enemy, if you have an enemy, and you know you're hungry, do you actually believe that enemy is going to bring you food to your house? Did you hear what I said? If you have an enemy, you're hungry. That enemy know you're hungry. You go to that enemy, you knock on that enemy's door. Do you really believe that enemy's going to give you food? With a heart like white folks? No. Those are the devil's children. I don't care what nobody says. Y'all are not going to tell me they are not Satan's children. They are Satan's children. The Nymphalans, the fallen angels, and they came down and had sex with the daughters. They were created. That's what was created besides the giants. Those hybrids were created. I don't know if anybody listens to Oprah Diary. Exactly. Welcome, William. Yes. Biden and Kamala, you ain't kidding. I'm going to put that up here. I got to put that on here because you ain't lying with that one. They have, I need to show this one. While you thinking that Trump was so much dangerous, more dangerous than Biden, Biden has done more harm to the black family. And let me tell you, even in his speech where he was talking about doing for the, AAPI, he was talking about their spouses, okay? They never talked about our spouse. The only thing he's ever done for black communities, black families, it devastated them and separated them. And then they was talking about the black caucus was talking about the children at the borders. Well, what about our babies? What about our babies being murdered by the KKK in blue? So what have you done about that? How many laws have you written about that? And we should be bombarding Karen. All of the black caucus, we should be bombarding their pages. We should be bombarding their pages right now. Where are the tangibles? Where are the black tangibles? Be excited about black folk like you are about the immigrants. That's what you should be saying to them. Be excited about black folk like you are for the immigrants. I mean, they are going to bat hard for them immigrants. They are going to bat hard and giving us nothing again. Nothing again. Okay? You guys know about this memorandum condemning and combating racism, xenophobia, and intolerance against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the United States. Now, when I just want to show you that. I got to show it to you. When have we ever had that for us? When have they ever cared for us? Okay, this is by Biden. This is what he wrote. I mean, he is really going all out for them.
It's not super long, but I'm just going to read a little bit of it because I just want you guys to understand what's getting ready to happen, okay? Advancing inclusion and belonging for people of all races, okay? When they say all races, they ain't talking about you, okay? National origins, ethnicities, and critical to guarantee the safety and security of the American people, okay? Does that mean everybody? Because we've not been safe since we've been here. We've been in this abusive relationship with America for a long time. And I'm telling you, this is why we are facing and doing what we are. We have been so abused by America that we are suffering Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know if anybody, y'all need to look that word up. We are really suffering from the Williamson Syndrome. We are really suffering right now. And I don't know what it's going to take to free us, because how do you free your brain if you don't even know that you're being held captive? How do you free your mind from looking to white daddy to save you? How do you free your mind? How do you free that? Okay, how do you do that? Okay, doing the coronavirus disease, okay, which America, you're not going to tell me America didn't do it. I'm sorry, you're not going to tell me that. Okay, pandemic inflammatory and xenophobic rhetoric has put Asian American and Pacific Islander persons, families, communities, and businesses at risk. Now, this is what he said. Okay, well, we've been at risk since we've been here. What have you done? What have you written for us? What have you said? What have you said? What laws have you written to help us instead of what you did for our families, was put our men in jail, right, and divided our families, right? That's all he's ever done for us. So now you're going all out for these Asians. Okay, let's keep talking about it. The federal government must recognize that it has played a role in furthering these xenophobic sentiments through the actions of political leaders, including references to the COVID-19 pandemic by the geographic locations of its origin. Wait a minute. Didn't they just tell us that it was an African COVID, something else now? Okay. But we can't say that the COVID, because at first that's what they put out, that it came from Wuhan, right? So we call it the Wuhan virus. But now you mad because we called it what it is? But then when Africa has something, they're saying now that Africa, there's a strand that's coming from Africa, South Africa, which it might be coming from the white folk, because that's a whole lot of what white folk are is in South Africa, and a whole lot of white folk are suffering with this more so than black folk, but they got black people believing that it's more black people because they want to give you that vaccine. Y'all better smell the coffee and wake up. Now, we ain't talking about that today, but I'm just saying, I don't want to get all off into that, but we have got to get to the place where we are seeing through the smoke screen, family. We have got to understand that this is a setup here. Okay, because you're trying to tell us that their families are at risk now, their businesses. But I'm going to tell you what, when we boycott their businesses, they will be at risk. Let the government keep on paying for them, because they're getting ready to get reparations. Did you guys hear that? They are getting ready to get some money for what they went through with this Wuhan thing that was started over there, that everybody was dying, and they don't even know how many people actually died because they didn't stay. And then it traveled on. And different countries didn't close their borders. But I do believe that America started it and sent it there first, because it was like a war thing, okay? It's political. It's all political. But my thing is, we have to understand and see through all the smoke screens. We have to get ourselves together, okay? We see what he's doing, okay? We hear what he's doing. You trying to tell me that they can beat us and they can abuse us and they can do everything to us? They're getting ready to get a check. Understand that. What happened to them when they closed, when their businesses was at risk? Oh, they paying them for that. You need to understand, black folks, what y'all getting out the deal? That y'all voted for this crook. You voted for this racist dog. You voted for this man that devastated our black families. You gave him the highest seat available. You gave him a pass. You didn't even, he never said he was going to do anything for black people. But did you ask? No, because you knew he wasn't going to do nothing. He wouldn't even talk about reparations. Wouldn't even bring it as a topic. And you gave him a pass, you guys. We gave him a pass. Okay, keep giving folks a pass. Federal government must recognize that it has played a role in furthering these xenophobic sentiments through the actions of political leaders, including references to the COVID pandemic by the geographic location of its origins. Such statements have unfounded fears and perpetuated stigmas about Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and have contributed to increasing rates of bullying, harassment, hate crimes against AAPI persons. Are you freaking kidding me? How many, have we ever seen this done to us? Have you ever heard of this? Will, welcome. Exactly. I'm reading your comment, Will. Will. They wanted Trump out of office. It didn't matter. You took one devil for another. Okay. So don't think because Trump is gone, his demon's still here. Those white racist dogs that he trained are still here. Okay. Just because Trump is gone, his children are still here. The people, your Christians, your white evangelical Christians are still here. Your KKK is still here. They never left. But now you're talking about how the xenophobic for the Asians, okay? Okay. But I haven't heard this kind of talk for black folks. Okay, let me just keep reading. These actions defy the best practices and guidelines of public health officials and have caused insignificant harm to the AAPI, which is, you know, I already told you what it stands for, the African, Asian American and Pacific Islanders. That's what AAPI stands for. Families and communities that must be addressed. Okay, now you can address that. But have you addressed police brutality for black people? Have you addressed any them murdering our children? Have you addressed the families that you put in jail? Have you revoked or reversed any of those laws that you put on the books in 1994, putting our men in jail, dividing our families? But you concerned, and even the Black Caucus was concerned about the kids at the gate, at the border, but you never was concerned about the children who were left alone, because when crack cocaine was dumped in our neighborhood by Reagan, we all know that he did it because the CIA did it. Okay, the drug man even told you that he was using the CIA planes. So Reagan knew it to fund the Al-Qaeda war, remember? Okay. But what was the damages? Damages devastated our communities. What did they do? They sent their behinds to jail. The white folk got the opiate epidemic now. And what they doing? They giving them, it's always one-sided. We always get jail time and everybody else get programs, okay? They get something. They get tangibles, okay? But what we get? Jail. Threw your black behinds in jail. And when Biden wrote his law, he said, I know that we did this to them, but it doesn't matter. What they do? They sent them to jail, didn't they? Okay, let's continue. Okay, despite these increasing acts of intolerance, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have made our nation more secure during the COVID pandemic and throughout our history. How? They gave it to your black. Okay, calm down. I'm going to breathe. How? That's all I want to know. They gave it to you. And then America ran with it. And America is going to use that pandemic as the Great Reset. You guys better look up the Great Reset and what's going on right now. You guys better look it up. Andre, welcome. Welcome. You guys better look up the Great Reset. Okay? Because it's happening right now. And they saying it's going to start from here, 21, to year 30. You guys better wake up and smell the coffee. Y'all taking these vaccines, these shots. I don't supposed to say all that stuff, but I'm just saying, I better quit using the code words. Y'all taking all this stuff? Y'all trusting your enemies who want Africa? They want your land. Now, Tanzania, the governor of Tanzania say, no, he did a test. Tanzania government, this is president, did a test on a piece of fruit, a goat, and they both came back positive for COVID. He knew then that it was something up. So we have to really be praying for Tanzania government because he's going against the medical whoever I think it is. He's going against them because he said, no, we're not doing vaccines here. Now, he's one of the smart ones, okay, Tanzania. So that would be a very good place for us to go if you really want to get free. Tanzania has land, and Tanzania is an amazing place. Arusha, and it's another – no, not Arusha. Yeah, Arusha, and it's another place in Tanzania. I'm trying to think of the other one. Tanzania, can't think of the other one, but it's one more spot in Tanzania. But I hear it's a gorgeous place. My thing is go and see for yourself. Go and look. Okay. Let me finish. I'm almost done. An estimated 2 million Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have served on the front lines of this crisis as healthcare providers. Black folks been there too. Okay, but hold on. My thing is, who was working in these restaurants that were still open? Who was working in some of these hotels that were still open? Who was working? Black folk are the first responders. Black folk were the ones that was right there in the midst of all of this, right? That's how black folks started catching it, right? Because they never shut down black, they never shut down, we were the front line. They never shut down the front line. They never shut McDonald's down. They never shut restaurants down. They were still coming in. They were still driving, getting food, right? They never totally, because I know the post office never shut down. So, and it's a lot of black folk work for them. Those are frontline workers. I'm just saying, other businesses, Lowe's, never shut down. You closed churches, but you left Lowe's open. You had Walmart's open. Who mostly work at Walmart? Black folk, okay? So those are your frontliners. But you're not saying anything about them. You're talking about black folks work as nurses, doctors, right? They were in some of this pandemic stuff at the hospitals, were they not? Now you're trying to tell them to take this COVID shot, the COVID thingy, okay? As first responders and in other essential roles. The federal government should combat racism, okay? You right, that you should, when you're going to start with black people? Because we dealt with racism far longer than the Asians, okay? We still dealing with it, okay? Now you're talking about xenophobia, which is not even a real word. You're making up words now. What the hell is xenophobia? What's a xenophobic? What is that, okay? And intolerance against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and should work to ensure that all members of AAPI communities, no matter their background and languages they speak and their religious beliefs, to treat are treated with dignity and equality. Where is that for black people? I've never heard him go off like this for black people, okay? You trying to tell us to be cordial to them, but then they beating up on we go to their nail shops. What happens? They beat the hell out you. They keep your wallet because the stuff half the time the services don't last, and you go in there and you complain, and they talking whatever the little gibberish they talk in behind your back, and they talking about you and behind because you don't know what they're saying. You going along with it. But my thing is, stop going to the nail shop. We can stop all of this. Oh, you want to treat them special? Boycott they behind. Don't buy no Chinese food, black folks, because black folks don't go there and buy Chinese food. Black folks buy their stuff. Black folks support Chinese. You put their children through school. You have bought them their Mercedes. You bought them their big $3 million homes. Here, you have billions of dollars in the hair industry. You've given them billions of dollars. Hair, nails, makeup, all. You guys have to understand this. We are the ones that provide their money. We are sending their children to college when yours not going. We're paying for their Mercedes when you don't have one. We're paying for their homes when you don't have one. Let's show them what we're working with. We don't have to support these devils. We don't have to even say nothing. We just going to not do it. We're not going to go and get their hair. We have black folks that sell hair. You can buy from them. I don't care. Pay a little extra for it. Black folks got to start their own business. We got to start somewhere. Yes, you may have to pay a little extra. So what? You giving these devils their little services, and guess what? Their little stuff is so cheap, it's ridiculous. It don't even last, and you know it. You be back tomorrow buying some more nails or buying some more whatever you buy from Asians because their products. They have a line, it's called, and their little stuff is so cheap on that little the little website they have, and the little stuff is so cheap, it don't even last. And I was trying to start my own business, an online store with them, and I remember ordering some dresses, and you should have saw the dresses look like something my grand. The thing was so little, it was supposed to be for all sizes, and my granddaughter couldn't even, she was 11, okay? And she couldn't even wear the dress. I'm like, who did you make this dress for? And I was selling plus-size clothing, right? And I'm telling you, my granddaughter couldn't even get in the little dress, and I had to send them back, and they never did send me my money back. So I know how I've dealt with them. I don't deal with them anymore. I won't ever. I don't go to the beauty. There's a black beauty supply place near my house. I go to him. I will not. I'm not giving them devils a dime. Do you hear me? I used to love Chinese food until I found out what it was. I don't even eat none of that. I'm not touching it. And I hope that you guys will do the same. It is time for us to do something different. It is time for us to stick with us. You want some Chinese food? We got some black folks that can cook some Chinese shrimp fried rice for you. Come out here. Open your Chinese shop. I know some black folks that can cook. Open your Chinese shop. Okay, they come here and make chicken, don't they? They not Chinese. It's not chicken is not a Chinese dish, right? It's a black, mostly black. We love chicken, okay? But they still try to cook chicken, don't they? We buy it from them. You go there and buy Chinese chicken. You go there and buy from them chicken wings from them, right? Okay. Open up your Chinese shop. Open up your Chinese store. I'm just saying. If they can do it, we can do it. They can go and open up a chicken shop. We can open up a Chinese store. We can open up a hair beauty supply place. There's things that we can do today. There's things that we can do coming together as a family. Group economics, you guys. We don't have a choice. We have got to get it together, okay? Now, this is now listen to this one, okay? He says, by the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered as follows. Ain't that something? I've never heard him get that serious for black people, have you? I've never heard anybody get this serious. You're getting serious for Asians that some of them aren't even born here, and they come here and don't pay taxes, and they're giving money to open up businesses, but you can't get a business, and you're born here. The same thing for the immigrants, because I got another one for the immigrants, but I'm not going to read it today. But it's called, now if you guys want to look it up, I'm going to show you what you're going to look up so you can understand what you're going to look up and get. Look up the U.S. Citizenship Act. Okay, they're getting ready to open some doors for them immigrants, honey. Job-wise, they're going to allow them to vote and everything. But you know what? I keep telling you, they're allowing them to vote so they can vote you out. They think that they're going to vote Democrat. They're not going to vote Democrat. Asians they vote Republicans. Y'all know that. They don't vote for Democrats at all. So Biden think he's going to buy the event? No, he think that they're going to buy them? Oh, I can't wait till they shut his behind down. I cannot wait for him for them to show him. Okay? Go ahead. Keep on. Because the hole you dig for us, the hole you digging, you get ready to fall into it, Biden. You get ready to fall into it. It's impossible to treat us like dogs. Then you're going to get something out the deal. It don't work like that, honey. It don't work like that. It never has. Section 1, condemn racism. For who? Black folk? Woo! They going to condemn racism for us. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant for the xenophobia and intolerance against Asian Americans. Hold on. Maybe I see some black folk in here. Maybe he put black folk in there. And Pacific Islanders. And, no, it's a period. So, no, he didn't include you this time. Maybe next time. Maybe next time. The federal government has a responsibility to prevent racism. Wow, maybe this sentence has black folk in it. Xenophobia? Well, and intolerance against anyone in America. Everyone in America. Oh, that must mean black people. Let's see if they mention us, including Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders. Wow, no black people, huh? Wow. Why did they include you? Haven't we fought racism? Since what? Since we've been here? Since we've been here, we've been fighting racism. Look at what Martin Luther King was marching for, and then what Fred Hampton was fighting for, and then what we're fighting and marching for today, and the same stuff we were saying back then, we're still saying today. Why are we still fighting for equality? Why are we still fighting racism? We've been here long enough for them to get used to black people, you would think, right? Karma, yes. They need to get it now. Your prayer is that let destruction come to America now. Let you get out and let destruction come to America. That is your prayer. Every day, that is your prayer. Let destruction come to America. That's my prayer every day. Let me out, and then let destruction come to America. Okay? My administration condemns and denounces. Woo, he condemns and denounces. Okay? Acts of racism. Have you ever heard him say this for black people? After what he did to our families, after how he devastated our families, he sent our men to jail. He sent mothers to jail. He left children in foster care. You know how bad somebody, and these foster care homes was probably white. So, of course, they were abused in these foster homes. But I didn't hear him saying any of this for black people when they put crack cocaine, dropped it into our neighborhood. And we were, because of the simple fact, we was getting smart. We was educating our own. Okay, that's around the time when Fred Hampton was feeding our babies, okay? You say, well, what was harm in breakfast? Oh, it was a lot of harm. Because you feed somebody, they become loyal, right? Then you start teaching them how to do for self. Okay, I remember a time in 1982, 83, no, it was before then. It was like maybe 70, 80, about 80. They had the programs in school where they would send you to the tech and you learned, you had a trade when you came out. Now, he was doing this for these white students. As soon as black folk got there, Reagan cut it out. the Reagan cut out the after-school program. He cut out the summer programs because, remember, we used to have summer school, and you can go to summer school, and you can go and play basketball. You had lunches there, and you went there, you swam, you played games, you had something to do. But nobody was getting in trouble because they had things to do. So they came up with this, you know, the act as far as Clinton came up with the 84, Biden came up with the 84 Drug Act, remember, that they wanted to distinguish crack from cocaine, remember, and it was really the same drug. And then they wanted this, Clinton came up with the crime bill, remember, 84 crime bill, they called our babies predators. So Reagan cut out the program. Clinton came behind him and reinvented the crime bill. And then Biden, 94, recreated that crime bill, trying to be more stricter than Clinton, knowing why we were in predicament that we were in. Okay, but I didn't hear none of this. My administration condemns and denounces acts of racism, xenophobia, and intolerance against AAPI communities. Ain't that something? You're going to renounce something. Okay, well, why don't you renounce that crime bill you wrote in 94? How about you renounce that? Combating racism, xenophobic, and intolerance against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. The more I read, the more I'm getting pissed off, y'all. Oh, he coming after them guns, too. Trust me. Trust at what I tell you. They're coming after them guns now. You better believe that. But they're going to have your black caucus coming after them because too many black folk got them now. That's what that is. When white folk had them, it was good. But now black folk got them. Oh, no, we can't have them niggas with guns. No, we got to get them niggas. We got to get them guns out of them niggas' hands. Because when you got the gun, you got the power. When you're feeding yourself, you have power. You're not relying on them. That's the problem right now, black folk. We need to get our agriculture. The ones that are going to stay here, you better get you some land. You see some empty lots, you better go and plant something on that empty lot. You better go plant some greens. You better go plant for whatever. It's the wintertime now. You better go plant whatever the wintertime can hold. You better get you some cabbage out there. You better get you some cucumbers. You better get you some chicken so you can do eggs or chicken meat or whatever. I don't know. You better do something. Get you some goats. You better do something. Little chicks don't cost that much. You can get them from babies. I'm just saying, we better get busy because if you are relying on the government who hates you to feed you, you're going to be in trouble. If you can at least feed yourself, because when you're hungry, you stamp, you do anything. They can get you to do anything because you're hungry. You agree to do anything, and that's what they're trying to do, black folks. Stop it. You see the signs of what's going on. You have to do what needs to be done right now. We're fighting for our lives. So we're fighting for our lives where we are going to start agricultural businesses for us. There's a guy that's opening up in Raleigh, North Carolina. He was left 5 acres, and he's getting ready to start doing some planting. Okay, he was on Boyce Watkins' show. Maybe about a couple of weeks. I had some of the information. I have it. I don't have it in front of me, but he has a website where you can get more information. But he's looking for people that can farm because we don't know how to farm, but you can at least buy the land. And you got people. My husband, he can plant some stuff. I told him, we got a whole acre, okay? I told him, you need to go out there and take half of that and start planting. I told him. Because I won't be hungry. I'm just saying. I've already stacked food, but I'm just saying. I don't know how to jar food. I don't know how to do that, but I'll learn. Okay? It's time for us to get busy. It's time for us to get busy. Okay? Combating racism, xenophobic, and intolerance against Asians, American health, and Pacific Islanders. The Secretary of Health Humane Services shall, in coordination with the COVID-19 Health Quality Task Force, consider issuing guidance describing best practices for advancing cultural competency, language access, and sensitivity towards Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the context of the federal government COVID-19 response. In developing any such guidance, the Secretary should consider the best practices set forth by public health organizations and experts for migrating, okay, racially discriminatory languages in describing the COVID-19 pandemic. Executive departments and agencies shall take all appropriate steps to ensure that officials' actions, documents, and statements include those that pertain to COVID-19 pandemic, do not exhibit or contribute to racism. Ain't that something? Xenophobic, intolerance against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, but they don't mention you in there. Now, we ain't dealing with racism, right? Okay. It's time for America to be truthful. Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders agencies may consult with public health experts, AAPI community leaders, or AAPI community serving organizations. Do we have any of those in our community? Do we have community leaders? Okay, that have not sold out to governments. Do we have community serving organizations? We have the NAACP, but do they do anything for Black people? Okay, I'm just asking. What organizations do we have? Or may refer to best practices issued pursuant a subsection of these sections to ensure an understanding of the needs and challenges faced by AAPI. We don't have needs. We don't face challenges in the Black community. We do, but you're not going to do anything about it. He is totally ignored. The very people that put his dementia behind in office, the very people that have, he's totally ignored. Okay? So what are we going to do about it? I keep asking you that because we have to have a plan. What are we going to do about him ignoring Black people? What are we going to do about it? Anything? Think about that. What can we do? Give me some ideas what we can do in the comments. Okay? The Attorney General shall explore opportunities to support consistent with applicable law efforts to the state and local agencies as well, AAPI communities, and community-based organizations to prevent discrimination, bullying, harassment, and hate crimes against the AAPI individuals and to expand collections of data and public reporting regarding hate against such individuals. You know what, you guys, the more I'm reading this, because I'm getting more pissed off, the more I'm reading this, because I don't see any of this for Black people. I'm hearing you say that you want to do all of this as far as discrimination, bullying, harassment, and hate crimes against them, but we have all of this in the Black community, and what is being done about it? I don't see anybody got any ideas of what is it that we can do? What is it that Black people can do right now today? Because they're getting ready to keep up their, I guess they're getting ready to, incidents against such individuals, they're getting ready to keep track of it, right? Okay. How many have you kept track of the Black incidents? Have you kept track of the police officers that murdered unarmed Black kids, okay? Unarmed Black people, Sandra Bland, Michael Brown, who's standing there with your hands up and you still get shot. I'm just saying. We had to deal with this, right? Or is that in my imagination? But I don't see any laws like this for Black people, okay? Section 3, general provisions. Now, oh, let's see what they get. Okay. Nothing in this memorandum shall be construed to impair or otherwise affect the authority granted by law to an executive department or agency or the head thereof. Okay. The functions of the director of the office management and budget relating to budgetary administration or legislative proposals. This memorandum shall be implemented consistent with the law and subject to the availability of appropriations, okay? That means they're going to get them some money, okay? I've already told you they're going to get some, they're getting reparations, okay? The independent agencies are strongly encouraged to comply with the provisions of this memorandum, okay? This memorandum is not intended to and does not create any rights or benefits substantive or procedural enforceable at law or in equality by any party against the United States, its department, agencies, or entities, its offices, employees, or agents, or other persons. Secretary of Health and Humane Services is authorized and directed to publish this memorandum in the Federal Register. Wow. And he even signed it, Joseph R. Biden Jr. Ain't that something? He even signed it. Wow. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. Jay, welcome. But he's going to do all of this for Black Asians, right? Okay, let me see. Well, you said, why do you think most banks hasn't opened back up yet? It will be no more paper currency. You're right. This is why I keep telling people, invest in your silver. Silver, silver, silver. If you are not collecting silver, you're going to be missed out. If you're not invested just a little bit in Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is getting ready to go down, okay? Okay, you invest and you pull out. With my winnings from Bitcoin, I've been invested in silver. Okay, because yes, I did invest in Bitcoin. I started with $20. It wasn't much. I didn't invest a lot, but every 2 weeks I put 20 here, 50 here, 100 here, and I'm telling you, I've done pretty good. But my thing is, I'm watching Bitcoin because I'm going to snatch my money right out. But my winnings or my earnings, or I have a certain amount that I stay at. But if it goes over that, I take it out and I purchase silver. So I'm not losing anything. So I've gained. I'm just saying, I'm using my winnings or what I've won from Bitcoin. I'm using it to purchase my silver. I'm just saying, you have to start. One coin, you go to Money Metals, you get 1 ounce silver. And I think I've showed you this before. 1 ounce silver. I'm sorry, you guys. 1 ounce silver, and you can get the Walking Eagle. Hold on, I'm going to go on Money Metals and see. Because I've gone on there before, and that's usually where I get my silver. And it is time for us to do better. It's time for us to do for us, okay? We don't have time to mess around right now, okay? We've been talking about this, and if you've not collected any silver, if you've not gotten any non-perishables, you better go to the dollar store and you better get some quick. If you don't have a propane heater or if you don't have a solar, and they have it where it's solar, like $2,500, you can put them on layaway. Or you can pay on them. I know, hey, you better get something because I'm going to tell you what, don't be caught with your pants down. I'm just saying because Texas was caught with their pants down, okay? These people froze to death. Get you a charcoal, get you a grill, you keep it outside. Get you one of them grills, them heaters, what you call them little grill. I got one the other day, okay? You can put logs in there, have charcoal in there, put your logs in there and set you a fire. I'm just saying. Okay, you got these little tents. I bought a tent, and you can be outside. You can cover up with it. You can't feel nothing. You need that in your house. I'm just saying, these little bitty tents, okay? It's things that you can do, family, that we should be preparing. It don't cost you a whole lot if you do a little bit by a little bit, but y'all waiting too late. So it's going to cost you a little bit extra because y'all taking too long, okay? I go up on Money Metal. I'll show you. I go on Money Metal, and I go into... Hold on, let me show you. Hold on. Okay. Now, this is what you go see when you go on Money Metal. Go into the silver. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to do it while I talk to you. Go into the silver. Okay. I did hit that. I'm trying to make sure you can see. Come on, silver. Okay. I go into the silver. And it's going to pull up. Okay. You're going to have your coins. You're going to have your coins. And the coins is a little more expensive, and you're going to have the second one, which is a round, okay? You go into your rounds, okay? Your coins is a little bit more expensive, so you go into your rounds, okay? Let's see what they're pulling up for rounds. A lot of it sold out because they are hitting hard with silver. They are hitting hard, okay? And they got this 1 ounce Indian head, and it's a 1 ounce silver buffalo round, okay? And that's for 32. Let's go into it and see how much it really is. Because it says as low as, and it'll have the price, and it's for $33.70, okay? That's what it's costing, okay? And it's one of those 1 ounce, trying to make sure you can see it, silver buffalo head, okay? And that's for $32.70, $33, okay? And then let me try and see what else they have. Everything else is sold out. And then they have... 1 ounce silver rounds. Now, this is what you can get also. You have the 1 ounce silver rounds. Trying to make sure you see this. Okay. Okay. And that's for $32.74. And let's see, the real price is probably $33 something. Hold on. And this is what it is. Okay. And you're going to go up just a little bit. And the full price is I can't tell. Let me go into cashing out so I can see how much the individuals. One was it totaled me. Let me see what's in my cart. Okay. And like I said, I usually take my winnings, what I've gotten from Bitcoin, and I'm going to check out the price. Okay. So, that's Walking Liberty. That's what it was, a Walking Liberty. And you want 0.999 pure silver 1 ounce coins, okay, rounds. And the one was 33.70, was just like the eagle, the buffalo silver head, okay. So this is what we have to do, you guys. We have to invest in our future. If a lot of people, you guys need to look up the Great Reset, you can go on Pimpy. You can go on Lynette Zhang, Pimpy Investment. He's with Facebook, white guy I listen to, because a lot of black people aren't talking about this. So we have to go and get the information from somewhere who's talking about the Great Reset, okay? Pimpy talks about the Great Reset. Lynette Zhang, she talks about the Great Reset. White, older white lady going to financing, but she's talking about the reset. I have to go where the information is there. And I can buy, if you have Bitcoin,
You can buy, use your Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin, uranium, whichever one you have. You can purchase your coins from with your uranium, okay? And you, when you check out at the bottom, they'll say, how are you going to pay? You're going to use your Visa, cash, or you can use cash, but you can send in, you can use your card. You can use your uranium Bitcoin, and you'll put Bitcoin, or you can put BitPay. I think those are two options. And if you do BitPay, you can only use Bitcoin. But if you use your Bitcoin, you can go in there and say, hey, I have more of my uranium, so you can use what you want, okay? But, you guys, we have got to do better. We have got to have a plan, and we cannot just sit here and be waiting for white folk to do anything for us. As you see, Biden is not doing anything for black people. So I don't even know why in the world, why would you give this man the highest office that there is? Why? That's not even including the Citizen Act. That was just for the, that was for just the white folk, you know, that was just for the immigrant, the Asians, okay? You didn't even hear the one that they had for the U.S. Citizenship Act. I'm not even going to read that because that was long. And, I mean, he went into detail as far as what he's getting ready to do for immigrants, okay? Those babies at the border whose parents were criminals by trying to get into America illegally, and they took them to jail, and they separate them kids, and, you know, God knows what America did with them babies because, you know, America is pedophilia city. So some of them babies probably went to that little island that, what's his name, the little nasty man that Trump, Clinton, Biden's friend. What's the man? What's that boy? What's the man name that they killed? He was nasty. And he had little Alice. Okay, you have to understand. Ain't no telling what they didn't do with them babies. And this one is the Biden administrative introduction to the U.S. Citizenship Act, immigration bill in Congress. Ain't that something? That's a bill right now in Congress that they have in Congress. Okay, the Biden administration has that U.S. Citizenship Act, immigration bill. I told you, this dude is setting it up for himself with these immigrants, okay? He's really hoping that he is going to get their vote. Epstein, yes, thank you, Epstein. That's the nasty man, okay? But I really don't believe that man's dead. You're not going to tell me he's dead. You are not going to tell me that man had too much money. He is gone somewhere out of country, honey. He will never, ever be back again. But I'm going to tell you what, that little house on that island, somebody got that little house. That little house on that island is still there. And you're not going to tell me they're not using that house for them kids. So ain't no telling what they did with them little Mexican babies. They took them to somewhere, and they pedophilia, and they done gave them up for sacrifice and everything else because, you know, the Masons, that's what they did. And you know this is what this country is made on. It's made off of the Masons, okay? And the Masons did a lot of sacrificing, and a lot of black folk and tried to get into the Masons. And that's what happened with the 1920 when Black Wall Street was getting developed. They started getting into the Masons. So why do you think they weren't destroyed? You know, when I'm serving, we can't serve their God. We black folk and white folk serve two different gods, okay? We don't serve the same God they serve. That's why they can go to church, come back, serve the devil, come back, and miss the Negro and be sitting up there smiling and with their kids right there looking up. Can you imagine the how is it that they could take their babies with them while they're lynching and burning black people? Who does that? You got your baby standing right there watching you lynch a Negro. You lynching this black man on the tree. And then you set him on fire. And then you cut off his fingers and you give it out to different people. Is that not traumatic for their children? Do they not believe that that was traumatic for their kids? I'm just saying. But, yeah, he's got a whole article, honey, on what he going to do. Section 2, Section 3, Section 30407. 3409, 3410, honey, he got, it starts with, I'm going to just show you how this bill following the period of immediate efforts and unwinding members of former President Donald Trump, he's undoing some of what Donald Trump did. That's what he was doing. And he started with 3101, then he went all the way up to, he started 3401, then he went up to 3344, he went all the way down to 3410. So he got maybe about 10 laws in here for immigrants, Mexicans. I'm just saying, okay? He's going to change the term aliens to non-citizens to better align with the president's values and versions on immigration, okay? They're not aliens, non-citizens, okay?
And then he had a little bit in there about the treatment of LGBT partnership under the immigration. Now he going to put that all together in the partnership of the Immigration and the Nationality Act, okay, the bill for the bill to pass through the regular legislative process. Senate Democrats have to uphill battle. But I'm telling you, my thing is the Black Caucus is on board with this. Your Black Caucus, who has not written one law for Black people, they are on board with this. They are going to bat for these immigrants. So Karen and Nancy Pelosi had a meeting, and some of the, you know, had a whole little panel of Chinese people. They had a whole little panel of Mexican folks and not one Black. I'm just saying. So Black folk don't even exist in this country. So why don't we make it true for them? I want to plan a trip. I don't know how many people would be interested in going, but I want to plan a trip. But how many people would be interested in maybe going to look and see Africa? Because I think you can get tickets now for maybe $650. That's one way. I thought there's a website, Secret Flight. Okay, I think that's the name of it, Secret Flight. They usually have really great discounts, okay? But I think now before June or May, June, July is kind of expensive to go to Africa. But Africa, my thoughts were August. I was thinking about August, thinking I might want to go there a little sooner. But I want to go and I want to purchase land. That is my thing. I will be going to purchase land, even if I get me a piece of land for $500. You guys are getting ready to get your taxes. Okay, there's no reason you can't be thinking about. And there are groups on the internet, Blacksit, that's a start. You have, you have so many other people. There's one lady, I don't even know her name, but she, I told you about the Hebrews, Tenegro. He's planning a trip in August. You can get with him. Some people getting your taxes. So go with him and see if you can even apply, you know, go down there with him. I think they're going to Ghana. They are going to get land. So why not sign up with him, pay a couple $1,000, go with him. That's plane, that's room and board, everything is included. And take your $5,000 to $1,000, get you maybe a plot of land, depending on the area. But I know in Kenya you can get some nice land, get a little farther out, it's like $500. Brandon on African Strike Back, he's got a group. They just bought land. African Strike Back, I think a lot of you guys you're on to Brandon's show also. He has a program that they just bought land. Also, Black Said, I'm trying to think if there's our trip to Eden. They just bought land in the Gambia. Africa is for Africans. He's got a show. Woodemeyer on YouTube, he's got something going on. So, or he would know somebody that's got a program. So there are, so don't tell me that you can't go because you don't have the money. There are ways to get there. Black folks do anything they want to do. You can't save your life and get a ticket to Africa. Then you're not tired enough. I'm tired of what I'm seeing. I don't care if they don't do anything for Black people. I really don't, because I'm done. I already know. But my prayer is that I've been praying that Yahshua will make Biden do something, give us reparations, give us something, make this man who caused the most problems among the Black people, make him do something for Black people. That is my thing. That's my prayer. Because even in this bill, they had even the spouses, something for the spouses in this bill with the I'm trying to see it. It had something with the spouses. Here they had the work authorization for visa holders. This section will expand the benefits of work authorization holders to include both spouses and children. Wow. They include their spouses. Did they ever include our spouses in anything? We had to leave our spouses, didn't we? In order to get what they had for us, we had to get rid of our men, didn't we? But I don't see them getting rid of that. They said, you can have your spouse include both spouses and children. The current regulations only allow for the HB spouses to hold such work authorization if a spouse visa status has reached certain milestones, whatever. You can read this thing if you want to. But they're allowing them to have their spouses with them. okay? But when they was ready to take care of black people, we had to get rid of our spouses, we had to get rid of husbands, we had to get rid of boyfriends, we couldn't have no help, we had to get rid of our children's fathers. And what do? We got rid of them. And look what we did to our children. Look what we did to the black community. Look what we did. It's devastating. Now you have an effort individual, and I'm not going to name any names, and I don't know if black folks understand this person, but this person is very popular among black men. And this person talks about a lot of division to me. I'm not going to mention, he's very prominent. And he mentions to me, he talks a lot of division. He's always down in black women. He always has something against black women. He's very negative, calling us hoes and, you know, talking baby mama drama. You know, it's just crazy the way the language that he used for black women. And I think he has a mama issue. You know, a lot of black men, you have mama issues and your grandma raised you and you're very angry with your mom. Then, of course, you are going to be angry with black women, period, because you're angry with your mom until that relationship is fixed. But in the meantime, before that relationship is fixed, he is throwing a lot of hate among black men and women and causing a big divide. It bothers me, but black men don't see what he's doing because they are looking for a father figure. They're looking for somebody to lead and guide them because they really don't have that direction because they didn't have their fathers. So they're looking to him as a father, which is sad, but you have a lot of men that he's leading. And, I mean, they've left their houses, they've left their wives because this person has said, you know, well, if they can't do this, that, the other, blah, 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 and you should do this, that, and the other. And they're taking him up on his advice, which I don't think anybody that's single should be advising anybody to do anything with their marriage. I just don't agree with that. If you're single, how can you tell me who's married how to handle my marriage? You can't. And why would I listen? I'm just saying. But this person is causing a lot of havoc, division among black men and women. And it really hurts when I see his post. And one question was he asked about why are women broke? What kind of question is that? Why are black women broke? And then he never asked, what area would you go to, or what area has the worst black women? It was a dumb question. And I thought the area that you're probably from is the area I put down. I did answer the question. I said the area that you're from because you have so much division going on with you. And it's a shame how black men don't see it. It's just sad. It hurts my heart that he is speaking so much hate. But we as black women are going to have to understand that we can't do without our kings. Our kings are everything. There is no us without them. And there's no them without us. You know what I'm saying? We cannot get to the place where we are saying, oh, we can do this by ourselves. We can't. We're ladies. We have to have our protection, and our men are our protection. Nobody in the culture talks like we talk, saying that we don't need our men. Nobody else talks like this. Black women are the only women that say this. We do need our men. Stop allowing people to tell you, create your narrative. Stop allowing them to tell you what you do and don't need. We do need our kings. We need our men. They are protectors. Who's going to protect us if our men don't? Nobody else is going to protect us, and they're trying to leave us vulnerable. They're trying to leave us with no protection, and we're allowing them to. No, we take up for our kings. When somebody come in and talking noise about your king, you shut it down. Vice versa, king. When somebody come in talking about your queen, you shut them down because you need us. We need you. We need each other. We cannot do this without us. We cannot do this without each other. We're genociding our own by having babies with these white men. These white women, they're using us to incubate their demon babies. They're using our bodies to incubate their babies, and vice versa. They're using their bodies to incubate their demons, creating more pressures for my granddaughter. Okay, they usually have these babies with these white women, but these babies don't marry black folks. They marry white, and three generations of marrying white, you white yourself out. Do you guys know that? You guys know that, right? So if my grandson, which I don't have one, but if I did, he wouldn't bring no white woman because I'm going to teach him as a baby. You date your own. You stick with your own. I've told my granddaughter that. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I don't believe in all this racial dating. I don't believe in mixing and mingling. I don't believe that, you know, I got to go out here and find my king. You ain't going to find your king, but nobody but somebody black because we understand each other's struggle, okay? I don't know where we went wrong. I don't know where we got off track, but we got to bring it in. We got to will it in, ladies. We have to will it in. Fellas, we have to will it in. I'm going to do a show next week, and it's very sad because there's a black man that is saying how he can be a black man, and we're going to talk about that. That's his truth. He's entitled to his truth, but I want to dig deeper in that because you have a lot more black people that feels like him that's not saying it.
but he's actually said it. And I want to dig into that. I want to understand what he's saying, what he's feeling. And he actually said he hates being a black man, but you can't change it. You can't change it. But it's hard being hated amongst everybody. And then you turn around and not hate yourself. We walk in a whole lot of self-hate, and I don't think we recognize it because we've been in such an abusive relationship with this country for so long that we don't even recognize that we're being abused. We don't even realize that we're in an abusive relationship. We got to do something. I hope I said something to kind of get your wheels turning. Find some like-minded people that you can invest with. Find some like-minded people. And I'm not saying family members, because sometimes God allows you, he'll bring people to you, to your door. That's not family, but could be great business partners. Get you an attorney. You create an agreement, okay? You put everything down. You're going to get this amount. We're going to do this with the money. We're not going to make any choices. We're not going to be able to go to the bank and let both of us sign on who all is incorporated in this business. Has to be able to sign on the line in order to get money from our joint capital bank account. But I want you guys to be very careful because they're getting ready to fiat. It's not going to be anymore. Okay, they're getting ready to come up with a new currency. A lot of people say it's silver and gold. A lot of people say it's Bitcoin, but I don't know. But I do believe that they're trying to get to the place where they're paying your paycheck. I don't want the government paying me nothing. My money is my money. I don't want no $3,000 from you a month. I want to be able to go out and make my own money and do what I want to do. Because guess what? If we don't do, I'm sorry, you guys. If we don't do, I get so emotional talking about this stuff. If we don't do what the government wants us to do, what are they going to do? They can cut you off, not feed you. Because if you are depending on them, you are depending on them, and they can make you do anything and everything. If we depend on them, they can make you take this shot, okay? They can make you take it. If you are dependent on them, because they'll starve you out and say, hey, you can't go to the store unless you have that. Okay, you can't get this, and this is the mark of the beast. And nobody is saying it, and I don't think black folk are understanding this. This is serious. This is serious. They can make you take this and tell me, yeah, you tell me I could take this shot, but you're still telling me I have to wear a mask. You're telling me I could take this shot, but I still have to, but there's no guarantee that I won't catch anything. And a lot of people have, like four people have caught it after taking the shot. I'm just saying, they've caught. Okay, the very thing that you were trying to be immune from, you end up catching it. So I don't understand that, and I don't understand why we need so many. Okay, now I think it's three. You need three shots. Was two, but now you need three. Why do you need three? I don't understand it. Why? I don't think it has nothing to do with COVID. I'm sorry. I think it has a whole lot to do with some other stuff, and they're getting your mindset, psyching you out. There's nothing healthy about wearing a mask all day for 8 hours. You breathing in your carbon monoxide. There's nothing healthy about that. Just take your medicine. I wash my hands. I have it, you know, and then, you know, I wear it sometimes, but it's not like I wear it all day. I'm just saying you have to protect yourself, family. And I hope I've said something about your future. We cannot put Kamala Harris, we cannot allow her to get in that seat. We cannot. We have to create our own party, and we have to vote as a bloc. And I'm not even saying that we're going to get in office, but I do believe that for the ones that are going to stay here, you vote locally. That's how you make changes. You can get reparations by voting locally. I'm just saying. You can. You have to have at least two or three city council people with you. You can run for mayor and have three city council people that can help vote for stuff that you're going to write on the books, and they voted for you, and you got some help. But if you're going to run for mayor and you don't have any city council members to help you, you're going to lose. It's almost like you're walking in the fire by yourself. You don't walk in the fire by yourself. You take help with you. So you want it for mayor, and you got three other people that's helping you, then you're going to make some things happen. You can get reparations locally, okay? So you don't really have to run for president. But my thing is, Kamala Harris does not need to sit in that seat. And that's what she's planning. She's planning to run for something. And this is what they set it up for her. The Asians, you know, but they don't vote like we vote, okay? So we have to understand what's going on. So they are doing this, so trying to block you out of employment. But you have to, you're making money. We create our own realities. In Africa, I told you, get over there, create your own reality. You can build a $5,000. You can rent out you a small cafe and have, you know, just do something. And you, a lot of businesses you want to. And Dr. Harnett, if you pull her up on YouTube, she talks about how you can pandemic-proof your business. You want to get into a business that's going to be pandemic-proof, okay? So she's got like 10 different businesses that you can start, and for much or nothing, and you're getting your taxes, check with her. Dr. Harnett is her name. You know, she looks like she's half white, but Dr. Harnett, H-A-R-N-E-T, Dr. Harnett, D-R, period, Harnett, H-A-R-T, and H-A-R-N-E-T. That's her name. I was in her group. Great idea. And I'm going to get back in it because I wasn't ready to do what you so I got out of it, but I'm going to get back into it. It's $97 a month, which is great because she'll help you. She'll tell you where in Africa you need to be, what's a great city, what's a great business, what's popping, what's not popping in Africa right now. And she'll kind of help you to understand what kind of business and that you need to get into. I do appreciate everybody that tuned in today. I do. I know you had other things to do. You could have did other things, but you came to spend time with Kathy, and I do appreciate that. And for the ones that's going to come on afterwards, I want everybody to like and share. Hit the like and share button right now, you guys. Don't do nothing else. Hit the like and share. I want us to get to the place where we're supporting each other, okay? If you have ideas, it's time for you to make that happen, okay? You can do it. Group economics, it always works. But we have got to start educating our own. You can build schools right here, online schools. I even thought about getting grandmas together that can go into these homes that would be able to babysit your children while they're online. Somebody, that Jasmine, that could be somebody's idea, okay? You get some grandmas together, and you hire them out, and they make maybe $60 a week, $70 a week. I'm just saying, you know, don't be too expensive because they're struggling, okay? And or you can create a school, online school, and they can pay maybe $70 a week, and then they can pay for the grandma, okay? So they pay $120 a week. Some people was paying in daycare anyway. Black folks can afford that. They was paying it anyway. I'm just saying, there are businesses out there, black people, that we can do. You can create a school right now, black school. We're teaching them black history. We need to teach them a code of behavior. We need to teach them how important it is and how amazing it is to be black. We need to get our children back to that. Teaching, educating them black, it just takes them to another level because it's nothing like your own loving on you and you knowing that they loving on you. I'm just saying. It's totally different. We know how these white folks treat us on our jobs, right? And just think how they treat our babies when we're not there. And you giving them your babies. We give them our babies every day at these schools, right? How did you think they were treating your babies when they didn't know how to see you on their job? They was treating your babies worse than they was treating you. Okay, because their babies won't know if they're being racist with them. We know, but our babies don't know. They just go along with the program, but they just, you know, got self-esteem issues going on. Yeah, our black children have a lot of issues right now because they had to deal with them. And a lot of this, you know, this mixing and mingling, it was never good. It wasn't something we were supposed to be doing. But I did not want to hold you guys all day. I appreciate each and every person for tuning in. I hope I've said something to get you thinking. I hope I've said something to get you acclimated to the next level. But that's it. Peace, family. You have an amazing rest of your day. I do appreciate you for joining me, and I'll see you back here next Tuesday about 11:30. Next Tuesday, 11:30. I appreciate each and every one of you guys for tuning in, and peace, family. Blog Talk. I appreciate each and every person that tuned in. Thank you so much. I am so grateful for the numbers. I'm so grateful for how you guys are tuning in, during the week. I am so grateful for you guys just giving me the time of the day. You don't have to spend your time with me, but you do. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I'm looking at the numbers. I love the numbers. I love what I'm saying. You guys keep sharing. You guys keep liking and sharing. You guys will see me live on YouTube because I do YouTube at the same time I'm doing my live, and I do appreciate each and every person that tunes in. And I just appreciate you guys because I know that you guys don't have to come. You guys can be spending your time somewhere else doing something else. But I hope I've said something to spark a thought. I hope I've said something to get your mind thinking on where are you going next, what are we getting ready to do, and what is the black plan, what is our plan, okay? With that said, you guys have a great rest of your day. And peace, family.